Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Lather Talk. This is your host, John, aka Lather Hog. So we're experimenting with a few things today, so let me just give you a heads up on what to expect. We'll start off the episode with a catch-up session between me and Gerard, and Gerard will share about participating in the 2022 Lather Games over on Our Wet Shaving on Reddit, and we'll also talk about some of the products that we're currently enjoying. Now we're also introducing a brand new reoccurring segment to the podcast, and that is Listener Spotlight. We're going to be inviting listeners onto the show, learn a little bit about them, and they'll get a chance to answer the question, what would you bring on a desert island shave? To kick off the Listener Spotlight, we're going to be talking to One Pass Ben from the Canadian Mafia show over on Instagram. In addition to getting to know a little bit about Ben, he also took the chance to ask me a few questions, so it was a really fun conversation overall. These spotlights are initially going to feature our loyal patron supporters, and from there, we'll open up things and see where it goes. So that's what to expect for this episode. Usually you get one full interview or you get one whole episode of me and Gerard. This time you get a little bit of both. Now let's roll into the episode. Gerard, I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while. So, you know, we wanted to just have some time to catch up. How's everything
It's going
with you?
Well, can't complain. It is June as we are recording this right now. And it feels like it here in Southern California.
What's the average temperature there been this past week?
It's been pleasantly in the 80s, but like I think basically after Memorial Day, usually I tell people like that's the sign of summer because I think next week's going to be in the 90s. It's time to roast.
Nice. And what's been keeping you busy shaving wise and just life wise?
Yeah, like shaving wise, I don't know if like the camera, like I need to shave today. I've picked up a few things here and there. I picked up the recent release, the long anticipated release from Noble Otter, Manoi de Tahiti. So I got that recently.
Oh, nice.
And then I also picked up, some software stuff from Bear Stern Man Sandalwood in Omnibus. He had released it in Soft Hearts, but I got Omnibus. And then from Holy Cow, I got King of Ood in Sierra or Tallow. But I don't know if he's calling it anything in particular. But yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. It's been somewhat quiet, I feel like, you know. It's good to be back. It's good to be kind of on here. We talked about, you had mentioned, you know, in terms of we're testing out some new software, but I'm also testing out some new hardware. So this is all one giant experiment to see if this will actually work.
That's right. Gerard has upgraded from his old laptop to a new PC.
Yeah, new
is
PC.
That right?
New to me PC.
I'll say, has it been a while since you got some new software? I think last time we talked, you had a bit of a pause. And
I mean, I still consider it a pause, you know. These pickups were primarily for West Coast Shaving. For those of you that check out their channel, both John and myself, we do videos for them. I'll be featuring those items, which I had just mentioned. The stuff that I've otherwise picked up, I feel like it's already been a while, but I picked up tactical support through Lancaster Razorworks. And he had Chris from Katie's Bubbles do the soap with proceeds going to help the people in Ukraine. So, which is really nice. It was a very limited release, but I was fortunate to snag a set.
Awesome. I also meant to say today's been a little weird as far as having some coughing fits. So I should be able to edit anything out. But as I'm talking to you, Gerard, just, you know, as we're recording this, I apologize if I have any coughing fits. That's kind of part of my life update, in which we only wound up with one episode back in May. We try to average two. I don't know if I officially put that out there, but we only had one podcast episode for May because COVID hit my whole family, my immediate family. So within like a 2.5 weeks span, I was the last one of the four of us to get it. So I still, luckily everyone had mild symptoms, but I still have a lingering dry cough. And it's like, it kind of comes and goes. I feel normal otherwise.
Are your kids, are they eligible to get their shots?
Yeah. So we were all vaccinated and all had overall mild symptoms. My wife and I had definitely, had more strong effects from it, but still overall not too bad. So
yeah, I would still probably, follow up with your primary doctor and, just for potential long-term effects, if they were to be a thing.
Yeah. Oh no, I have other effects, but they're more a result of I turned 41 back in April, and I've had more like my body hates me moments in this short window of time. Whereas like I might still be young at heart, but my body is.
when they say Asian don't raisin, just because we, like you said, we look it doesn't mean. We don't need, we don't need the glucosamine. We don't need, medication for osteoporosis.
Yeah. So I probably sound like an old man talking about medical stuff too. So I don't want to lean too hard into the stereotype, but yeah, as far as just throwing out your back, trying to get out of bed and other stuff, it's health-wise, it's been interesting. So we mentioned the listener spotlight, and I want to do a quick plug for our Patreon page. This is a way for those of you who have the means, who want to support the show, be able to help us, keep the lights on, but also up our game, try out different software to bring you guys a better product. If that sounds at all interesting to you, you can check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/lathertalk. And a huge thank you to our current supporters, our current patrons. We thank you guys so much. The main benefits is at any level, there's like three different levels there, but you get access to what do you call it? Bonus content. Bonus content and behind the scenes looks. We definitely want to add value to those financially supporting the show. The good news, though, is some of this bonus content, they might be funny things. They might just be parts that were edited just to keep it under a reasonable time. But they will be exclusive to the patrons first, but then it'll go public. Besides that, too, we don't plug too much, but we have a Etsy store, too. So I'm actually wearing the Lather Talk t-shirt. And we have a Lather Talk mug too. That's another way too. If you love the logo, you just want to, support us in that way, you can buy stuff through our Etsy link, which will be in the show notes or in the description below if you're watching the video version. That'll be it. That'll be it for the plugs. All right. So the next order of business is Gerard and I would like to give a teaser for a project that we've been working on for the past few months, and that is the first official Lather Talk soap and post-shave product. We're not going to reveal who we're working with, but this is a custom scent that we collaborated with them on, and it's due later this summer. So more details to come, what the scent is, what the theme of the soap is, and all that good stuff. But for now, just put on your fuzzy calendars late this summer, Lather Talk soap.
I think it's been something, we've talked about actually for a while, and the circumstances, haven't really made themselves available and everything. And so we finally kind of, got our feet on the ground running, and it's been a really cool process to collaborate, with the artisan, whom we have selected. They've been very helpful in terms of walking us along, and I think we both feel that our input, sometimes I doubt maybe our own takes on things, but no, it's been mm-hmm. it's been pretty good. Feedback has been good and everything, so yeah, super excited for when it happens.
Yeah, same here. I mean, share the same sentiments, and it's tough. I'm sure you guys can probably tell by listening or watching that we're trying to tiptoe around certain things, not to reveal too much, but the process has been really enlightening, just what artisans have to go through. Everything from, scent creation and just other details, even just figuring out when this project is going to be released and whatnot. We're still tentative on that because we know setbacks can happen, hence the fuzzy, late summer release. But I think everyone's used to supply chain issues and other things. So we are tempering our expectations and want to also accurately temper the audience's expectations. But this is a scent that has personal meaning to us. The scent itself, I think there are certain ties to it that just make this a kind of a personal project. And I also can tease that there is an organization that part of the proceeds will be going to, and just shining a light on that organization. I can't wait to tell you guys more about that in the coming months. all that's to say, this is a very personal project. Looking really forward for it to come out.
Not getting enough drama, talking smack, or hooligan hijinks from your regular forums, social media, or Reddit? Well, the Lather Talk Discord is not for you. Sorry to disappoint. But if you're looking for a cool place to hang out with fellow traditional shaving degenerates, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware, software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
So yeah, I'm participating. I'm very active on Reddit. Which has kind of a seedy reputation, depending, on where you're at in what part of what community that you're in. But I've been active on Reddit, long before, I was wet shaving, but they do have a couple of shaving, related communities. And so the wet shaving community over there, on our wet shaving is, doing the eighth annual Lather Games. And so the Lather Games is a 30-day shave extravaganza of just shave of the days with specific themes. And so maybe there's a theme about using international goods only, right? Maybe there's a theme on barbershop scents, something that related. Many artisans from all over the community also participate. They have some days, dedicated to them as sponsors. There are prizes to be given. Your posts are judged, and the more ridiculous that you are, the better. Some of it. I first participated in 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic, because there was nothing better to do, you know? and then, but no, it's one thing to like just shave every day normally, but to shave every day, maybe write up like a post on it and, you know, possibly either take a photo. Some people do videos. I'm like, you know, and so it can be, you know, kind of like exhausting. And so like last year, like I just kind of like took a, you know, just sat back and enjoyed everyone's content. But yeah, I'm doing it, you know, just a little bit, you know, again, not diving in so hard, but it, you know, it's fun. It's kind of cool. And you know, if I get a prize, I get a prize, but otherwise we'll kind of see, you know, if I even make it all 30 days. So some people go super head on, like they want, you know, it's because it's 30 days. So they'll do like 30 different soaps, 30 different aftershaves, 30 different razors, 30 different brushes,
yes,
30 different fragrances. They'll do like, what other things? Like there's certain artisans. So like maybe there's like a dozen soap makers, a few brush makers, a few like razor makers, and they want to get like hit everything. You know, some people will do like, you know, maybe they're, I remember the best one was Excellence, the EIS award, Excellence in Shit Posting. And just, you know, just the most trolly type of posts that you can imagine, you know, just being a complete shitlord, you know, on there. But the person that, you know, like that provided the prize for that was, oh, go ahead.
Actually, sorry, to someone who might not know, because I feel like to wrap your head around the concept of a shit post, is there a way, like in layman's terms, you can describe what that is? Like trolling is definitely one aspect of it, like, but I feel like it's a little sarcasm? More to it than that.
Is it just being, you know, a troll? Is there a comedic aspect? Is there a parody aspect in it? Right? Like, you know, like I think maybe, you know, what can attest a shit post is, you know, like maybe a high effort for something that shouldn't get high effort, such as a shave of the day on a, you know, on an online shaving forum. All of the above, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that entail, for example, okay, if I was going to use, let me think, if I was going to use, say, Kaizen from Ariana and Evans, maybe my shitpost would be me cosplaying as the woman on the label, completely naked, while riding a paper mache dragon, like on the label, and maybe doing my shave in character.
There's a
right
visual
while for... while like traditional Chinese music is playing in the background, and you know, and then I have and maybe I have a really bad offensive like Asian accent on here, you know, on there. Maybe that's the type of post or the type of video that would entail a shit post. And now that I think about it, I'm kind of mad that I'm not doing this for real. Maybe I have I have the rest of the month to figure out if I can throw that in there somewhere. And if I do, it might be entered, you know, for the shit post of the Lather Games. But yeah, you know, that's one of those things, right? You know, there are many other things. I just realized, yeah, I mean, I could have totally went with that and not told anyone.
Yeah.
But see, this is just like what comes up, you know, from the brain. So whatever.
That's a great example. And hopefully you can do some part of that in the next 30 days. As far as Lather Games, any personal goals that you want to hit?
No, I have like no expectations for myself. And so like I told myself, like, you know, if I miss a day, I miss a day. You know, just being very, if I went like as hard as I did like 2 years ago, I would probably like not want to do it again. So yeah, I'm just kind of being way more casual this time.
So exactly. So it stays enjoyable.
I already know I'm going to repeat certain things. I did last time too, but this time I'm just like, no, if I want to shave with this, I'll just change the software, you know, as appropriate as possible.
Gotcha. And that's because you get awarded points for as many different pieces of gear as you can do, in case folks at home are wondering why it would be taking a hit for Gerard to like repeat a razor or a brush or something. But we wish you the best of luck, Gerard.
Yeah. Thank you. Godspeed.
Mine's not as exciting. I kind of just wanted to share about a few razors I've been trying since the last time we all talked. So the Henson Aggressive in aluminum came in. I really enjoyed my shaves with that one. I don't know if I'm like totally coming around on aluminum, but as far as the shaves I get out of it, as far as efficiency goes and blade feel, all that good stuff, it does a great job. So I had a good two weeks, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks with it. And then I'm currently in the process of trying out a new razor from Aylesworth Razors. So they're kind of a new kid on the block. Their razor is called the Dracont. That one's a stainless steel offering. And all these things, you know, I talk about more on the YouTube channel. So I don't want to kind of double up on that information. But it's a very solid razor. Very attractive. Great design. I don't know if you had a chance to... look at that razor at all. You've seen it?
Very signature, very, very unique look. So, you know, and that's kind of what you need to do probably nowadays. Yeah. Like, obviously, you know, you don't want to just, you don't want your stuff to look like everyone else's.
Yes.
So, you know, like having a signature look is just so clutch. So.
Right. And it's hard to do because, you know, as far as form goes, there's only so many things you can do with a razor. So it's, you know, kind of kudos to Caleb over there at Aylesworth for just creating a very solid design. And some other people, you might have heard that razor because pre-production, there was a pass round. The pass round actually is still going on. And there's so many people that signed up because it was such a great opportunity that I think it's going to go on. It might go to the end of the year. Oh, and then one other one I just happened to use, at least today, was the Yaki, the Raster, which is also has been since renamed the Excalibur.
Yeah.
And that is a Artist Club razor. And it is looks very similar to the Blackland Vector, which I love. I love that razor. They don't, you know, it's a copycat razor. Yeah, certainly the head has many similarities. The handle's totally different, but performance is actually not the same. So at least I only had one shave with it. I would say there's less blade feel on the Raster Excalibur. There's also maybe like a tad less efficiency as well, though. So, but perfectly usable. That could be a future topic for us to tackle, quote unquote clone razors, because I think there's. You can get a nitty gritty on, you know, on that.
Not today. Maybe not another today. Day. We should just have like we should just have everyone like a round table with everyone that's like, you know, had something that's been inspired that maybe not. Obviously, they don't say that it's inspired, but this just looks a little bit. I'm just like,
yeah,
you know, we'll have Shane on. We'll have, you know, we should have James. You know, from Wolfland on, Wolfland. I tried to say Blackland and then Wolfman, but I had Wolfland. You know, I'm trying to think anyone else.
Fusion them together.
In particular, that's had, you know.
But I think that's that'll probably be a wrap as far as what we're enjoying right now. So, listeners, we'll transition now to the new Listener's Choice segment, and let's throw it over to there right now.
There we go.
Hey guys, so joining me for this new segment is the first guest for this segment is none other than Ben Louie, and you might know him better as One Pass Ben over on Instagram. He's one of the hosts of the Canadian Mafia Show, a bi-weekly live show on Instagram as well. And he's kind of all over the place as far as the Wedgehaven community. He is very active on our Lather Talk Discord. So please welcome Ben to the show. Ben, thank you for joining me tonight.
No problem at all. No problem.
So you get to kind of kick off this series where the burning question and the question you're a listener of Lather Talk, and I'm very thankful for your support as a listener and just as a friend in the Wedgehaven community. He is sporting the Lather Talk t-shirt.
He it is, felt appropriate, yeah, too.
He's a real one. He's a real one,
that's
guys.
Right.
For the audio listeners, he is wearing a Lather Talk t-shirt, which is available over on the Etsy page, link in the bio. Besides the main question of what is your desert island shave, I think it'd be fair to ask, Ben, how did you get into wet shaving and when did you first get into wet shaving?
Yeah, it was Christmas 2020, I believe it was. And I just needed, and this is, I think, COVID, I think, was a thing. And I just needed a hobby. And a hobby where I didn't need to go out and interact with people, because I couldn't, because everything was locked down. I don't remember how I found the hobby, but it was really intriguing. I think it's because, like, wet shaving has this kind of, like, elevated masculinity type aspect to it, you know what I mean? And I think that was just something I kind of wanted to explore, like, this old school way of shaving, and so it really appealed to me, and, you know, I knew I wasn't going to save money. Like, I joke a lot about that, but there's no way, because what I was shaving with before was like a rusty Mach 3 that would just pull at my hairs, and I would just, like, with water too, not even product. So it's not like my shaves were expensive before. I just knew that, you know, there would be better shaves. And so, yeah, I joined the Canadian Wet Shaving Facebook group and met a bunch of guys, and yeah, down that rabbit hole I went. It's been a lot of fun, I think, just for your overall mental health and just the people I've met. And it's been a fantastic journey. Nice. I did it all. Good times, though.
Yeah, you've explored different platforms where there are wet shaving communities. And kind of what you're alluding to is there's a very different personality. Each platform has a very different personality
distinct
personalities.
Crazy distinct. And, you know, if you're not ready for it, it'll hit you, man. But I think it's all good fun. I don't think anyone actually goes out of their way to, like, be malicious. I think it's just a lot of shit talking for fun because everyone's bored. And, you know, on whatever platform you are on, it's obvious you have some free time to kill. If you're on that platform, you might as well maximize the entertainment for each one. See how it goes. But yeah, it's been fun. Wet shaving is good times, for sure.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for sharing with how you got into it. So now, you know, this it's not binding, your answer, and we know favorites, quote-unquote favorites, change all the time. But, you know, as far as a setup for a desert island shave, razor, brush, software, whether it be soap or cream, and a post-shave, what would you choose?
So I took this question in two ways. I think it's just a reworded, like, what's your favorite gear? Which is, I think,
could
the
be
essence of the question, but then if you actually are going to be on a desert island shape with survival requirements,
yes,
I think you could answer this in two ways. Well, for me, the hardware is pretty solid for both. So I'm going with the Carve Overlander for my razor.
Okay.
Because it's extremely hard to nick yourself with it. And I'm thinking in a survival scenario, if you nick yourself and that festers, you could die. So, I'm going with, like, the least likely to nick yourself and thus get infected razor, but also the most efficient. Which
smart.
The one
okay.
I own
okay.
is the Carve Overlander. For my brush, I'm going with the Wumo titanium, solid titanium brush, simply because it is a hard metal that I could use as a hammer. if I needed to in nice. A also survival scenario. I think titanium is the hardest metal out of brass, titanium, and stainless steel, if I'm not mistaken. Because I always hear Chris at Carve saying that titanium just like wrecks his tools because it's so hard to work with.
Okay, so, well then, that's, yeah, good chance.
From that, I'm thinking it's the hardest metal. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, so that's the Goatlander. And
oh, you have it. Nice.
titanium, yeah. So yeah, just, like, that this thing great. Is hefty, man. Yeah. You would, like, you could smash things with this. Yeah, so for software, I think this is where it departs. There's going to be two answers for this. So my favorite software is going to be Ariane Evans, Cannabis Antal, just because the performance is great. It lathers easy with whatever water is going to be around my desert island. I know it's going to lather with either hard water or salt water.
Salt water?
Salt water.
I've never made a lather with salt water. I wonder how
But I'm pretty sure it'll work. So in terms of favorite, software scent-wise and performance-wise, it's that. Survival-wise, we're going unscented just because I don't want to project a scent to a predator, nor do I want my prey, if I'm going to hunt, to smell me or my scent projected from, you know, a farther distance than my natural musk would project. So depends if we're going actual survival, then I'm going unscented for both splash and soap. If not, just for pure favorites. And specifically this tub, because this tub actually has, tubs in it. Because I got another tub used, and I might as well just smash more into there.
That'd
be it, man.
Yeah. That is filled to the very top for the audio listeners at home. That's good. I like how came prepared and you took the question. You know, I think when I had to answer that question, it's very similar. It's like, well, you know, maybe I should pick a post shave that I can drink too. So, like old school bay rum.
Oh,
right.
I was thinking like with SPF, but I don't know. I don't have any splash that has SPF. Which, hey, artisans, that could be the new thing. Splash.
Oh, I have heard.
SPF.
This might be a tangent, but once you start doing SPF, I do believe it's more heavily regulated because it's supposed to provide that, at least in the US, it needs to, you know, be tested at a lab to verify
that
it's doing something SPF 30, SPF. So I think it's a great idea, but I know that extra level of regulation
I didn't even think about that.
But that's good. SPF is good. It's very important. Even if you're not on a desert island, all the listeners out there, have a good SPF or have it in your daily moisturizer. That's my recommendation.
When did you start using SPF in sunscreen?
I currently go the lazy route where I do have a daily moisturizer that has SPF, I forget, 15 or 30 already in it.
Yeah.
If people are looking for recommendations, I think Cetaphil and CeraVe are both dermatologist recommended brands. They're easy to get from big box stores, online or whatever. So I usually just buy one and the same, but that is about to run out, in which case I have a few different SPF products I'm going to continue to use with a normal whatever face moisturizer at the time. But sorry, I didn't answer the question. You said when, right?
Because SPF is one of those things, like when you're a kid, your mom tells you to slap it on, right? And then you become independent and it's like, oh, do you still continue that route with using moisturizer and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Or did you kind of get back into male grooming later on in life?
It's definitely the latter. And I think too, just in the past decade, at least, you know, it's like, that's what made me care more about like that aspect of grooming is just like, hey, take care of your skin, take care of your face kind of thing. So at least 5 years, between 5 and 10 years, I've known about having SPF in there. And that's obviously aside, you know, as we just mentioned, it's not part of any of our shaving products right now. Doesn't mean it couldn't be in the future.
Right. Did wet shaving come first or did the skincare routine come first?
Wet shaving definitely came first.
And did wet shaving lead to the skincare?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, wet shaving, like if you want to go through like a little tech tree, it went from wet shaving And then branched out fragrance first, because I talk a lot about fragrance. So like I did aftershaves. Like before I ever got into artisan soaps, I explored all the pharmacy aftershaves, and then I think like Fine came out, and that's how I got to be exposed to like their version of Terre d'Hermes, a really good event, like old school Fine, like such a good Aventus dupe in
platinum. I heard.
Yeah. I think it's the same, but it's just the fragrance concentration is just lower. I haven't smelled the current ones, but from what everyone says, it kind of does not last very long. The first year or two runs of Fine Platinum, dude, that was like at least Eau de Cologne.
EDT on your face.
yeah.
Oh, man.
Very, very close to EDT concentration.
So did you try that or no? The first Fine EDT or
first Platinum. So Ben, as you might guess, like any software takes a long time for me to run out because I am a shaving degenerate and just have tons of stuff. So
you still have some?
I finally used it up like a year or two ago, but that was from like having it for a while, and it would last all day, and I haven't replaced it just because I've kind of moved on from Aventus as well. But it's a solid, it's a solid scent as much as like we give crap about it and how there's like almost 30 dupes of it. It's solid.
It's a good scent, yeah.
It's a good scent.
Did the Fine EDT burn your, or the Fine Splash burn your face because of the frag content?
No, it was just like, not from the fragrance particularly. It's just a high alcohol aftershave, so it's just normal. It's just regular aftershave burn.
So it just projects like crazy because of the.
It just projects like crazy. Yeah,
Like
crazy. It's a more pineapple forward one. So for frag heads out there, I know some people love the smoky ones. Some people like the fruity ones. It was a really good fruity version.
Right. That actually segues into my next question. Wait, if you want to take a question,
I'll take your question.
Okay. How do you feel about the current state of unobtainium? Because I feel like when I first joined wet shaving about 2020, 2021, unobtainium would sell for a premium, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Simply because,
as far as any category, like you're talking about like software unobtainium, hardware unobtainium,
software.
Or just all software. Okay.
Software. Yeah. Specifically because I feel like 2020, 2021, like the Murphy McNeil used marketplace, right? It was pretty fire like anytime something would drop that was unobtainium, gone. Right.
Yeah.
And like I think Gerard was saying people would like, have software that would track anytime that page would change, they'd get a notification.
I believe it. Yes.
Right. But now that 2021 happened with the base race, right? With, let's say for example, Bear Stearns Man releasing Omnibus and all the old scents, does that, take away from some of the older bases? Right? So how do you feel about unobtainium? Like, do you chase it? Do you think it's still worth a premium, even though the bases now, in my opinion, are leaps and bounds better, even in just the 2 years that I've been wet shaving, like what I started with versus what's available now? It's like totally other level, man. What do you think?
Yeah, that might be tricky. Only so much as I'm not really chasing any old software. It's one of those things that in my head, it's a consumable. So over time, something's happening. I don't think it's going to spoil. I think even a majority artisan shave soaps are going to have years of a shelf life. But while it won't spoil, fragrance for sure is evaporating along with the water content. So I'm sure people have noticed, certain soaps, if they're in a tin or even if they're in a regular plastic jar, right? It kind of shrinks and concentrates. It's still totally usable. You could soak it if you kind of want to re-expand it. But for sure, I think, like the scent concentration, which again, it's a big part of why I do it, why I love wet shaving. It goes down each year. I feel like it kind of dies a little bit, but it's not ever totally gone. So I'm just trying to think if there's any scent I would chase down. But the other thing is, because I have such a large collection, like once it's gone, I basically don't look back. It's just like move forward. What's done is done. If I piff something. However, with a caveat, one thing I've been thinking about putting out a, like a want to buy, or at least just keeping my eye out for, is I sold off a, I don't know why Fine keeps coming up, but Fine, absolute. No, this is not sponsored. I'm open to it, but it's not currently sponsored by Fine Absolute Santal. I don't know if you ever, that's the Art of Shaving sandalwood dupe.
Okay.
And the reason I got rid of it is, I mean, I'm always trying to downsize. I think we've talked about this just like in our own personal conversations. We're like, oh man, I have too much stuff. I got unloaded. And it was part of an early wave of my like first big purge. My wife wasn't a big fan. And I just like, oh, if I ever want it, I'll pick it up again. Right. You fast forward, like not too far ahead from that point. And that was one of the first things I got the axe. And I don't know if they got like a cease and desist or something else, but that is one that's not in Fine's current catalog. And it is still such a great cologne sandalwood scent. I thought about chasing it back down because there's some great, like, you know, there's some great sandalwoods from current artisans, but nothing quite like that one.
I've heard that the Hendrix sandalwood oil is really good. Whatever fragrance they have,
is it like similar to that style?
That I don't know.
Just that it's a good sandalwood.
That's just good. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I haven't tried it myself, but it's whatever.
Yeah, but I think I haven't thought of the way that you framed the question. I haven't really thought about it that way, and where because software pre 2021 is definitely not as good as more modern stuff, right?
For 100%.
Overall speaking. 100%.
Like that tier thing that you did, the S tier or A tier, B tier, or that that
just
list
for performance wise. Yeah.
Like that's a whole step below, right?
Yeah.
Like
I would think so. But I am one where if there's that scent that is like discontinued and it just really hits me in a certain way, I would probably chase it down, but it's more of a, like, you know, like, so then the performance aspect we're talking about doesn't really factor in because that's not the reason. That's not the reason I'm chasing it down.
Right. Have you ever bought used soaps where the scent is almost non-existent?
Luckily, no. I know that happens, but luckily.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What happened to you? Which ones did it happen to you with?
You know what? It was, what's Annie's Baccarat Rouge dupe? The casino one, the roulette.
Club Baccarat.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be pretty safe because it was Andy, and Andy's like just mega super strong.
Yeah.
Nope. And there's this discussion about blooming and blooming the tub and, you know.
Not a fan.
Me neither. but Doug at PA insists that it doesn't do anything to the scent, but it also seems like anytime I bought you stuff from guys who bloom, even though if it's a newer release, it's definitely not as strong as something that's not blue.
I think they're speeding up the process of the scent leaving the soap.
Right.
Especially if they're using like freaking hot water on it. They're you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, cause it's like, oh, let me cook that soap a little extra, and like a candle, it's burning the scent away. Which if that's how you want to enjoy it, fine. But yeah, if you're then selling it, like, you're kind of giving the finger to the to future buyer.
But yeah, I think the blooming might have an effect on it, even though, you know, some people say it doesn't, but I believe it does, just for the reason that you said, like pure science.
and most of the time people are worrying about, am I like quote unquote ruining my soap? I think on the performance wise, I don't think so. But then if you don't dry it out properly, you're asking for mold. You know what I mean?
Like
if you just like cover it right up after you bloom it, and you're in a humid, you don't even need to be in a humid environment. I think just like that's, you know, if the things are stewing in there and.
Yeah.
Which is why I think
just scoop it into a bowl and just bloom that. Like leave your tub as in original shape as possible. Just scoop that soap into a bowl and just bloom the bowl, man. And put the lid back on ASAP so no mold particles that just randomly happen to be in the air enter your tub. So that's apparently how that happens. It's like it's just particles from the air enter your soap tub, and then you leave it for like 2 months because they're all degenerates. You have like a rotation of like 100 soaps to go through, and then just it develops. So that might be being a little bit too paranoid, but theoretically it could happen.
It could happen. Most likely you'll be okay, and I'll just say I think people have taken offense before because I think both me and Gerard are pretty strong non-bloomers, but you bought your thing, and you're not doing harm to anybody. You can, you know, listeners, if you're a bloomer, that's totally fine. I'm just not a fan, and most likely for that reason we discussed, where I think your enjoyment of the scent part is gonna end a little sooner than.
Yeah.
How much sooner? I don't know. I mean, are you shaving off like years of scent? I don't think so.
I don't know. I wonder if their shave is more fragrant as a result.
It could. It's hard, right? Because it's gonna be like different nose to nose, and we don't have a objective scentometer.
Yeah. Gotta buy one of those.
That'd be awesome. I mean, I'm sure like in the future that'd be. Totally possible.
Is that the name of the actual instrument, or are you just making that up?
No, that's I'm speaking of a theoretical like device.
Because I think there are things that can measure scent. Because it's just scent, like particles, right? It's just like a particle reader.
It has to be able to identify what shouldn't be there in the home base environment. So it's totally possible. You know, like yeah, we can kind of like. Think out how it should work.
Yeah, I think it
I don't know how the hell to build that.
I assume you'd run it so it establishes the baseline, and then they would use
and then go from there, and then spray, then you can spray something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if hardware could take a fragrance and basically find out what's in it via the particles to make a dupe. I don't see why.
You're saying, but that I think
it involves. I don't even know what that tool's called, but I know it exists. It's like reverse engineer scents, right?
You reverse engineer, and I think from either through a centrifuge or something, where you're spitting the sample, right? So that separates, and then you can be like, oh, it is.
Because
a big thing is, besides identifying what it is the ratio, right?
Right.
So
right.
You got like. What 20 plus notes, you got to know one, you know, it might be that 1% of like rose absolute or whatever. That's like, that's the magic, but it's only 1%. And that's, I mean, and that's totally a thing, right? It's like
right.
A hint of whatever. It's like cooking too. Like it's a hint of like that spice.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have it, you'd be like, oh, this sucks. It's missing.
Yeah.
it's missing. Right.
Something, right.
Even though it's so small.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I will Google that after this conversation to see if there's like a scentometer.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be called. Yeah. I don't think it'll be called.
While we're at it, let's get a slickometer for.
Oh, God.
A cushionometer. Just some way to like objectively measure lather to see. I actually tried that, and the only thing I could think of was like lathering up the bowl. Leaving it overnight so all the water evaporates.
Yeah.
And then seeing what's left in the bowl. So, like lower quality, older soaps.
Yep.
It'd be very, very airy.
The leftover lather. I'm sorry. That's
leftover lather, yes.
That's what you're checking. Okay.
Yeah. But you do it with something like Kaizen, right? What's left over is actually really thick.
Is it like almost like a lotion? The consistency? Or...
A little less than a lotion.
Yeah.
But definitely not like bubbles, which is
right,
you know,
right.
That would be your typical super hard glycerin soap. That's what's left over when you
gotcha.
Let it dry out. But yeah, the other stuff, there's actual slickness to it still.
The skin,
that was my little
you're looking at skin food. All that stuff.
That's right.
That's the
right.
Skin food.
Yeah, stuff that makes my sink all like
clogged,
not crusty, but like yeah, clogged, clogged full of skin food.
Oh man, let's transition real quick because you are quite active on Instagram. Besides Share the Days, of course, you know we also mentioned the Canadian Mafia show. So
that's right.
Could you share with the listeners a bit just what you know what the show is all about and how it got started?
Yeah, sure. So the show itself is about a 2-hour show on Instagram every other Wednesday. Myself and four other guys just talk about whatever is happening in the wet shaving world that happened in the past 2 weeks. So we have segments, and these are topics that we've kind of thought would be interesting to discuss between ourselves and as well as with some audience participation in the comments. doesn't always stick to the topic. Most of the time, especially near the end, after there's drinking, it kind of goes off the rails. But I like to think of it as, you know, half educational, half entertainment is kind of what the show is like.
Okay.
There's definitely segments near the end of the show that are R-rated, so definitely not not shaving related. But yeah, it's just a good time, just a bunch of wet shavers coming together, discussing different point of views. So for example, you know, I think myself and J-Mac are the only two DE shavers, whereas the other three guys are straight razor shavers. So you kind of get a full gamut of opinions whenever we're talking about something hardware related, right? And it's interesting because the idea of having a roundtable chat from a Canadian perspective is something that we've talked about. And even before I joined, wet shaving was something that the guys talked about doing, but the medium was never there for what we really wanted until Instagram allowed 4-person lives. Because for the longest time, it was just 2 people.
Yeah.
And that was like the BBS Live, right? And then for, I think Canada got the 4-person rollout before the US did, because I remember testing it.
That's right. That's right.
Like, oh shit, it works. And then Nate couldn't get his to work. So we're like, oh, there we go. Well, that sucks for you, Nate. And then that kind of gave birth to the show. Like, we just, yeah, we're. In the beginning was a lot of fun because it just, there's no sponsors, there was no format. We didn't know what would work, what wouldn't work, what people would like, what people wouldn't like. Now we kind of have an idea and we have a flow, or we have a flow and like a pretty structured show. But yeah, in the beginning, it would be like, we try our best and we'd have a post show meeting, like, oh, what went well, what didn't go so well. And
oh, nice.
And it was just, yeah, it's just. Now it's like everyone's drunk at the post show. It's just like, oh, that was a wicked show. But yeah, so we'll you know, like this next show actually is tomorrow, and the hot topic for tomorrow is going to be you know, where can artisan cut corners to save on costs that you don't mind, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's like a less fancy tub, for example, or artwork that's not as custom, or whatever it is. And alternatively, where would they cut that you would mind? So that seems to be the hot topic.
That's a good question.
Yeah, in the face of rising costs. And it's going to happen. And I think that it's a luxury hobby. So, you know, $1, $2 increase definitely is, it's coming. I know Sterling was saying that they're going to increase their prices this year. But yeah, it's just the way the world is right now. It's just, yeah, things are going to get more expensive. So. You know, in
across the board, right?
Across the board, yeah.
Yeah.
So in the face of that, what can artisans do to try and maintain kind of what they have? So it'll be a good opportunity for the people to kind of voice their opinions. And also, hopefully, the artisans will tune in and kind of get some market research from the show. So that'll be the big topic for tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting. And since usually this comes out delayed, if folks want to go back, because it'll probably have been out.
Right.
It'll be out already by the time you hear this. It was, if you go back to the Wednesday, May 4th episode of Canadian Mafia Show.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th, yes. Yes, Star Wars.
I think that's our one-year anniversary show, too. Or J-Man was saying. Yeah, we didn't plan for it. So, just, yeah, one-year anniversary. But yeah, if you go back to the Canadian Mafia Show Instagram page, the replay will be up.
Yeah. So for us in the future, for you guys listening in the past.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good time, man. I mean, it's something they look forward to. And I'm sure you look forward to doing the Lather Talk show as well. So same kind of thing. It's good times.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Awesome. Well, very cool to hear kind of how you guys came together. And these are all dear friends as well that I count amongst fellow wet shavers. Ben, I think that pretty much is a good place to put a pin in it. But I definitely want to give you a chance also just to plug whatever else you'd like to plug, either, you know, actual. I mean, you kind of gave a plug for what the topic will be, on that, but you know, any other kind of events or other like the at Canadian Mafia Show on Instagram is where to find all that good stuff. What else? Where else can people find you?
Yeah, you can interact with me. I'm at OnePassBen on Instagram. If you enjoy shaving memes because I'll drop those every once in a while, or just generic fuckery. It's kind of I think that's probably the hobby within the hobby. It's like wet shaving memes, or creating wet shaving memes and enjoying wet shaving memes. So yeah, it's at One Past Ben. Me and my lady, we have a live on Instagram every other Monday. We haven't been doing it lately because we got the COVID, and so our sense of smell is absolutely destroyed. We couldn't smell anything, so it was there's no point in that show. And so in that show, what happens is I get a bunch of my software, I let her smell it, she gives me her opinion, and we talk about, you know, what kind of man should wear the scent, what kind of woman would be attracted to the scent, you know, what's the chances of you getting laid if you had the scent? So just in general, just the, yeah, that show the burning, for sure.
The burning questions. That
the
people
most
want
important
know.
Questions, yeah. That show goes off the rails every single time. And she's cool for just like rolling with the punches.
Oh yeah. She's a champ.
Oh man. Yeah. She's about as bad as I am. And that's probably why we're together.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Very good match.
Yeah, that's it. And then, yeah, Canadian Moth Show every other Wednesday. Live the Talk Discord. You can always chat there. If you have any questions for me, I'm pretty active there as well.
Yep.
And the perks of working at home, you're on the internet all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, this was fun, man. Yeah. Thanks, John, for inviting me and having me on this. This was awesome.
No, thank you so much for being the first guest for this particular segment, for your time, and also just behind the scenes, we're testing out some new software, so we'll see how that goes when you guys are listening to this in the future. Again, I'll include all the links for Canadian Mafia Show, for Ben's One Past Ben account, in the show notes in case you forget where to go. And yeah, so again, thank you for your time, Ben. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so that was our first Listener's Choice segment. We hope you guys enjoyed hearing more about your fellow listeners and fellow wet shavers. But that's pretty much a wrap for this episode, Gerard.
Hopefully it's salvageable, depending on our possible hardware issues, possible software issues, and everything. But yeah, I think we'll get, you know, hopefully it's not too bad for you to edit and you know, we can, you know, like really kind of fine tune everything on here.
Yes. So listeners, we do thank you for just coming along with the ride as we're just trying different software. My internet is my holdup right now. So I'm trying to figure out even just where I record is a thing. So, of course, you know, if you ever have any feedback, this is a chance to message myself. You can find me over at Instagram, YouTube, wherever's as Latherhog, or you can contact Gerard. Although don't give him like technical stuff. Like you can send any complaints or critiques you can send to me. But if you have nice things to say or questions for Gerard, where can they find you?
Yeah, they can find me on Instagram at HeyGerardShaves. I'm on Reddit as well, IRGerard. Twitter, HeyIt'sGerard. I figure... if it's difficult to find me, then you're not working hard enough. I'm not that difficult to find.
Well, there you have it, guys. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We thank you for joining us. Thank you guys so much for your support and time, and we'll catch you next time. Take care now.
All right. Peace out.